Darling, I would just like you to know I am freshly showered, I have finished all my work, and I smell, not to toot one's own horn, impeccable. Oh, so clean and floral and sensual. Really would be a waste not to take advantage of this opportunity. Nothing, just my mind making machinations. Thinking. Landed on an idea. Meeting in the living room, please. Meeting in the living room, please. Something wanton works in my mind. Don't worry, it's not full-on debauchery. It's just fruitiness. Good evening. I suppose you're wondering why I summoned you here. Well, I won't keep you in suspense. I would like to offer you an evening of guilty pleasure. Oh, I think you dare. I think you dare ask indeed. This could be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for you. I would not snub it. I would embrace it with both hands. Come sit. Aren't you pretty? What is something you enjoy hearing from my lips? No, not Domino's. No, not KFC. I know it's strange because you're talking to me, but we're not actually talking about food. Think something PG-13. Not quite scandalous, but definitely fruity. Something that I say when we're alone. Something about you being such a... No, not a twat. I'm just gonna have to spell it out, aren't I? I am offering you an entire evening of you resting on my titties and me calling you a good boy. But if you'd rather, you know, do anything but, that's your call. I beg your pardon, what do you mean what brought this on? Am I not allowed to shower you with words of affirmation? How very dare you? There is no ulterior motive. The entire motive is you would like to hear it, and I would like to say it. Well, one, I like to see you happy, and two, it kind of gives me a tingle. Well, I guess I just have one more question for you. Who's a good boy? Oh, who's a good boy? Who's my good boy? Are you my good boy? I think you might be my good boy. Oh, look at this good boy. You're such a good boy. You're such a little whittle. Oh. You are the goodest little boy that ever existed. Oh, look at you, you sweetheart. You're just such a little good boy. Who deserves all the head scratches? Mm. Oh, do you like it? I think you do. I think good boys like having head scratches. Oh, you're so lovely. Oh, you're so lovely. You're such a lovely little boy. Look at that face. How did you get so lovely? How did you get to be such a lovely, good boy? I have to give you kisses now. Do good boys kiss like that? Do they? I am aghast, shocked, and not entirely opposed to the idea. Easy. This good boy's getting too excited. Come here. You need a titty pillow, and I just so happen to have them in stock. My darling. Oh, my angel. Oh, my good, good boy. Come to mama that loves you. Well, aren't I your mama? Oh, I think I might be. Oh, I think I might be. Because only a mama could love this baby boy so much. Squeeze you and rub you and hug you and cuddle you and tell you that you are the goodest, goodest boy. Cause you're so heckin' adorable and I have to keep you. There's a little puppy. I think you're a little puppy. I think you are the cutest, bestest little puppy. Feel free to flop your face into the tits anytime. You stay there, my love. Where it's nice and warm. Stay there for as long as you want. see, that's the amazing thing about being a good boy. You get good boy perks. Oh, there are so many good boy perks. Well, there's head scratches. There's forehead kisses. If you'll just come up for air from my tits. Feel free to go back down. There's back scratches. And there's the utter privilege of using my body as a piece of furniture. The ultimate good boy privilege. I may not be able to save you from capitalism, but I can soothe you afterwards. You are not your job. You are not your responsibilities. You are a good heckin' boy. And you are safe with me. Suffocated between the titties, have you? Ah, there's life in the old boy yet. I love you, you rapscallion. You lovely, lovely little good. Are you trying to bury yourself in the... Don't suffocate, please. I need you. Do you know how hard it is to find a genuine good boy? I don't think you do. I think you're underestimating your worth. Ah, no, you see, you think that. You think because I'm a viable, sexually attractive woman with a brain, it would be easy, but in fact, no. It is the opposite of easy, you see, because some boys pretend to be good boys. They pretend to be sweet and charming and thoughtful, and really, they are bad boys. And not in a sexy, mysterious way, just in a, oh, for God's sake. Pull yourself together and act like a semi-grown-up. They're really just constipated, emotionally unavailable boys. And nobody wants that. Especially when you've been spoiled by a good boy. The goodness. So you see, whilst I'm happy for you to dive into the titties, you must do it responsibly. No suffocating in the titty area. You think I'm joking, you'd be very hard to replace. And I don't have the time for that, getting to know someone, asking them what their favourite colour is. Ugh. I don't have one, I'm flaky. So you see, happy for you to use the titties, but don't stop breathing. You are needed alive, unfortunately. But on the right side, you do get to be called a good boy. Mm-hmm. As many times as you like. Who's a good boy? Oh, but who's a good boy? Are you a good boy? I think you might be a good boy. Oh, look at that face. He's such a good boy. Oh. You really are a good boy. You really are so cute. What is it, my good boy? What does my good boy want? You see, this is why you are such a good boy. Yes, you can listen to my heartbeat. Yes, I will hold you.